K-Rock 955, the wash-up. Thanks to Godding's Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Time now to talk GFL to round things off this afternoon. And St Mary's, 18-9-1-17. Too good for St Joseph's in the qualifying final, 9-12-66. They progress to play Leopold in next week's second semi-final for the direct route to the grand final. Co-coach of the Saints, Trav Robertson, has been good enough to join us. Trav, thanks for your time on Father's Day. Firstly, happy Father's Day, and it is a happy one knowing that you've got that double chance still alive as you head into a second semi-final.
Yeah, thanks, King. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a good little Father's Day present. It was a good day for us at the office. We've been waiting for it for a while, and the boys produced some of their best footy for the year, so it was a pleasure to watch.
Yep. How good was that second quarter?
Yeah, probably one of the best quarters we've played all year, I think, mate. We're able to get the ball in our hands and hurt them with some scoreboard pressure, which made it really hard for them to get themselves back in the game. And I think for a period there in the third quarter, they tried to wrestle back some ascendancy, but our boys stuck at their guns and kept them at bay.
Yep. Was there, and I suppose until you win a premiership, you probably haven't got any revenge, but we know what happened in last year's grand final. I know you weren't in charge, but do the boys just get up a little bit more for St Joey's after what happened in the grand final last year?
I think it's probably more the fact that they get up to play good opposition, whether that's Joey's or, obviously Leopold have got one on them as well in the past as well. So I think it's more about playing good teams. It's probably easy to forget that they're still a very young side. So they're still learning the caper in some respects, but they've been excellent so far.
On Thursday night, you're expected to have a great forward combination or outstanding one with Dobson, Gillies and Grace. Grace obviously gets the call up to Geelong VFL, but Dobson and Gillies just still managed to kick nine between them.
Yeah, I think I haven't watched the video back, but if I remember right, I think Tom might have kicked the first three goals. So really, really was able to put them under some pressure early. And then Sam Dobson's just a class footballer, and some of the marks he took were just... You can't buy that sort of stuff. So, and he was kicking really well as well. So, yeah, it was good to have him. Gracie obviously went up and we missed him a little. But who knows what the VFL will do next week after their result. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably the only downside of Sam Dobson's performance is that he's obviously going to put himself back under the nose of the Cats selectors.
Yeah, we should have put it in the paper as he kicked one goal. But he obviously had a great game and I'm sure they'll be looking at him. Not sure how they've pulled up in terms of injuries and so forth, but I've learned through the year to just wait till Thursday afternoon before we go and assume what their team might look like.
Yep. Jared Garner's had a pretty good year, but Harry Ling just seems to be growing as a senior footballer. He was outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, Harry was good. We gave him a job to do, and he did that really well. He's only 19 years old, played finals here last year, but even just from a body growth point of view, he's maturing as a man, and his form yesterday was really good.
Yep. You got Leopold in the second semi-final. We know what they did to you about a month ago. You were disappointing, especially after quarter time. What do you take away from that, and do you refer back to that much this week as you build up to playing them on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll refer back to that a fair bit, I think. It was a pretty disappointing result for us. We did learn a lot. And we'll have a bit of a different side, no doubt, in terms of makeup. But hopefully we'll go through the video one more time and see if we can learn from where they're really good at and see if we can turn the table.
Yep. It's a big carrot that dangles in front of you, and you've been there plenty of times as a player, as we know, with North Shore and Geelong Amateur, but that second semi-final can really make or break a side, can't it?
Yes, it can. Yep. So it's a very, very important game, and look, I think there's no doubt it's the best route to the grand final, and obviously Leopold have had a week off, and they'll be cherry ripe. I'm sure they were watching yesterday. So we'll take it as it comes this week and hopefully get the shortest route home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Trav, we really appreciate your time on Father's Day. I know you got busy with the family and also obviously a bit of viewing down at GMHBA Stadium as well with St Mary's involvement. And also obviously you'll be interested in Colac and South Barwon this afternoon as the elimination final. Who gets out of that, do you think?
Look, I think based on the two teams that we've played, I would assume Colac would win, but don't underestimate the youthful exuberance, mate. So on a nice big deck. So, look, I think it could go either way.
Yep.
But if I had to put my money on someone, that would be Kyle Aston.
Should be a good game of footy this afternoon. Make sure you get down there if you've got nothing on this afternoon. Or, of course, obviously, there's a GDFL first semi-final as well. Trav, really appreciate your time. Congratulations, and look forward to talking to you over the next couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.